income tax rates of 3.1, 5.25, and 5.7%. The bill would also exclude the first $15,000 of income for individuals and businesses. And while it makes the tax system simpler in the state, some political analysts say it may be a hard sell for Democrats.
If enacted, would have more benefits to high-income Kansans and high-earning corporations than it would for the rest of the population. And that makes it a difficult sell.
Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Riverwind RV, Kansas's most trusted RV dealer, will be down at Century 2 February 2nd through 5th. Go check out Riverwind RV at the Greater Kansas RV Show at Century 2. Riverwind RV, located at 1523 West Ledgerwood Drive, is Kansas's most trusted RV dealer with a great sales and service department. And February 2nd through 5th is your chance to catch them downtown at Century 2. Check out Riverwind RV for your fifth wheels, toy haulers, and travel trailers. For the biggest selection of RVs in Kansas, go see Riverwind RV at the Greater Kansas RV Show February 2nd through 5th. Riverwind RV carries all of the top brands. Go down to 1523 West Ledgerwood Drive to check out their selection of Winnebago, Heartland, Forest River, Keystone, Gulfstream, and more. Riverwind carries all the brands you want and services them too. Check them out February 2nd through 5th for the Greater Kansas RV Show at Century 2. You won't want to miss it. Visit Riverwind RV today at riverwindrv.com.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has continued to tour around the state after the State of the State address earlier this week, where she continues to focus on the axing your tax, with cutting the grocery sales tax, along with cutting tax on certain items going into the fall school year. And the latest visit included the YWCA Center for Safety and Empowerment Day Center, where she said the tax cuts would help both women and families together by not only phasing out the sales tax on food, but by ending the sales tax on diapers, along with feminine hygiene products, creating a sales tax holiday during back-to-school shopping, and raising the threshold for Social Security income taxes from $75,000 up to $100,000.
You know, during my inaugural address, I said that the North Star for my second term is to make Kansas the best place in America to raise a family. Part of that is delivering major common sense tax reform so that our families have more money in their pockets.
That audio from WIBW. All the proposals were included in her budget proposal that's sent to the state legislature. Mid-America Network News.
Every driver is different. So is every car insurance policy. At Blue Valley Insurance, we get it. That's why we offer an array of options, from affordable coverage options to extra services and money-saving discounts. We're here to help you build the best car insurance policy for your needs. What's more, the right car insurance coverage can help protect you and your loved ones in the event of a car accident, theft, or other covered loss. See us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Nebraska state legislators are working on trying to cap the price of insulin in the state of Nebraska as prices continue to remain out of control for many pharmaceuticals, and many residents are struggling to make ends meet. As some residents say, they're even going out of the country in order to get their insulin because it's so expensive.
I've actually road tripped up to Canada, and it was actually cheaper to drive up to Canada, get a hotel, get my insulin than it is to just do it here. I paid, I think it was about $32, $33 for a vial of insulin. Came home and compared it to the insulin that I had at home. The exact same manufacturer, the exact same location that it was manufactured in. There was no difference between our insulin and theirs.
That audio from KSNB Local Channel 4. Those that are on Medicare across the country saw a 35% cap due to the Inflation Reduction Act that was signed by the Biden administration. But lawmakers say they want to make it affordable for everyone, even on private insurance.
El Dorado Livestock Auction. 3, 2, 1.
Did the new year bring new devices in your home? You might want to increase your internet speed. If you up your speed this month, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months to kick off 2023. New Blue Valley internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Kansas State University President Richard Linton and several of his staff, including Dean of Agriculture Ernie Minton, were in Marysville Thursday afternoon as part of a statewide listening tour that's part of a strategic planning process. designed to propel K-State to a next-generation land-grant university. Linton, who assumed the presidency a year ago, commented on the stop at Landall Company.
Knowing what the purpose and the intent is, which is to be able to help the citizens of the state first, then have a national and a global impact. During the year, we go out to a community once a month. And the idea is to be able to engage with the community, and there, the issues are very customized to that community. We're also doing a lot with community outreach and engagement. And so I recognize the importance of doing things like this. And this, we do this for a lot of reasons. I want to build a relationship with communities.
Linton noted, changes in education with less emphasis on the traditional four-year degree and highlighted what he hopes is a relevance to community needs. Learning to integrate, solve problems, he touted the connection to all 105 Kansas counties, particularly through research and extension. He came to Kansas State after serving as Dean of Agriculture and Life Sciences at North Carolina and is focusing efforts on an ag innovation project. Kansas Department of Transportation has announced approved bids for work, including U.S. 36 in Washington County, from the West K-22 Junction to the Little Blue River Bridge, north on K-22 to Haddam, and on K-148 from the K-9 Junction to U.S. 36 for just over 27 miles of crack repair for a bid of $272,000. Also, 35 miles of crack repair will include K-15 from Clay Center north to U.S. 36, including spurs to Morganville and Palmer for a bid of $261,000. Winter ball, King and Queen at Hanover will be crowned Friday during halftime of the boys' varsity basketball game. King candidates include Patrick Cook, Dean Lupin, Brigham Bruna, and Hayden Behrens. Queen candidates Caitlin Clipp, Tessa Losi, Jamie Bruna, and Kinsley Juneman. King and Queen of Courts is scheduled at Frankfort. Crowning will take place on Friday at halftime of the varsity boys' basketball game. King candidates are Xander Hull, Devin Helmricks, and Bastian Vandenhoek. Queen candidates Karen Parthamer, Clara Key, and Kaylee Schroller. Winter formal at Marysville is Saturday with crowning at 7:30 p.m. at Venue 36. King candidates are Shawandre Walton, Thomas Behrens, Justin Tambo, Jacob Dankenbrink, and Nathan Fisher. Queen candidates are Lily Wheeler, Kaylee Benson, Mariel Tambo, Jacqueline Beichman, and Cadence Throm. USD 498 Superintendent Melissa Kennedy will be a guest on our public affairs program this weekend as she comments on a series of one-on-one meetings with Valley Heights district patrons and community members evaluating district needs and priorities.
Well, we had a wonderful turnout. You know, not even just parents, just community members and parents. And it was a great time for just to kind of go back to the drawing board and really just time to have conversation about the previous bond failed. And it failed pretty significantly. What are our next steps in addressing the needs that we know that we have?
The public affairs program airs Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY, and Melissa Kennedy will further outline feedback received.
You know, it helped. We just had basic information that was a comparison of our district with other districts in the league and those in our area, comparing assessed valuation, you know, expenditure per pupil and enrollment and number of campuses. And it was just a good place for us to start and look at where we are, but also address the needs that we have. And it was, you know, it was a time for everybody to throw out their opinions, their ideas, their suggestions.
Charlie Lynn Dean, age 86, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Marysville American Legion. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 1 until 9. Family will see friends Friday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Charlie Lynn Dean. Ricky Rick D. Bush, age 69, of Frankfort, passed away Friday. Graveside service Saturday at 10:30 at the Mount Hope Cemetery south of Frankfort with the Patton Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Rick Bush. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens lunch menu today, a Polish dog with kraut, steak fries, mixed veggies, and fruit cocktail. Monday's menu, Ritz chicken, rice, asparagus, and plums. KNDY News Time 7:14.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Prompalooza at Diane's Dresses, Etc. in Wymore is this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Over 450 dresses to choose from, Diane has the largest prom selection in the area. All of your formal wear needs, plus goodie bags and door prizes, with $100 towards a dress purchase and a $100 photo shoot to be given away. No appointments necessary. Drop by Diane's Dresses in Wymore for the Prompalooza this Friday, 11 to 5, Saturday, 9 to 5, and Sunday, noon till 4.
Now with extended hours, the Empty Cup Coffee Bar and Bistro in Marysville is open 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 7 until 2 Saturday and Sunday. More time to grab your favorite coffee, pies, sandwiches, and afternoon teas. Daily specials will have you trying something new each time you order. The Empty Cup, downtown Marysville. Open now weekdays 7 until 7 and weekends 7 until 2.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Still warmer today before temperatures start to cool down throughout the weekend and next week. Sunshine today, weather highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Westerly winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Temperatures will start to stay below average on Saturday. Typically for this time of year, we can expect to see highs in the mid to upper 30s. Staying cloudy on Saturday, weather highs in the upper 20s and lower 40s. Northwest winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Very chilly throughout Saturday night, still cloudy with our lows in the lower teens and just below zero. North winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Even cooler on Sunday, mostly cloudy skies with our highs in the single digits and lower teens. And mostly cloudy over Sunday night with our lows just above and below zero. These cooler temperatures will continue throughout the rest of next week. Still cloudy as we head into Monday with our highs in the single digits and lower teens. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
High temperature, late January, 40, record high on this date, 69. The average low, 19, and the record low, 16, below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:38. Sunset this evening at 5:41. It's 34 degrees this hour. Let's check on the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 27th of January. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Bite Me is barbecue and more. They can offer almost any menu item you might prefer, with full-service catering, drop-off, or pickup available. No crowds too large or small, from family, business, or social events, including weddings. Let them help you make your occasion or event perfect.
It is good!
For catering options, contact Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville and get your date booked today.
The Knicks survive in Boston and the Mavs win, but at a cost. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Riding Julius Randle's hot hand, the Knicks marched into Boston to tangle with the East-leading Celtics. It came down to a clutch defensive play in overtime.
Brogdon fires, it's blocked by Brunson, and it's over!
98.7 ESPN with the call. Jalen Brunson came up with the clutch block, helping the Knicks hold on to a 120-117 win over the Celtics. The Mavs were at the Suns, and with Luka Doncic going down with a sprained ankle early in the game, Spencer Dinwiddie stepped up big.
Sidestep left, over eight, banks it in! It's Big Mac Dynamite for Spencer Dinwiddie, and a timeout by Monty Williams!
97.1 The Freak with the call. Dinwiddie led all scores with 36, lifting the Mavs past the Suns 99-95. The Cavs beat the Rockets 113-95, and the lowly Pistons beat the Nets 130-122. The NBA All-Star starters revealed last night. LeBron and Giannis captaining their respective sides. The East starters include Kyrie, KD, Jason Tatum, and Donovan Mitchell, while Luka, Jokic, Zion, and Steph Curry start for the West, reserves to be revealed next Thursday. The college hoops, a rivalry game in Los Angeles, ends in a surprise upset.
Kicks it to Boogie. He fakes the three, dribbles into a wide-open mid-range, and knocks it through.
The call on 790 KABC, Boogie Ellis scored 27 of his career-high 31 points in the second half, and unranked USC takes down number 8 UCLA 77-64. Top-ranked Purdue got past Michigan 75-70. To the ice of the NHL, the Lightning put their 10-game home winning streak up against the league-leading Bruins. Victor Hedman proved to be the hero there.
Score! Victor Hedman from the left circle!
The call on 970 WFLA with the call. The Lightning over the Bruins 3-2. This is Rich Cantu, ABC's.
In a unique twist, in a six-team format with Hiawatha Girls Invitational, four of those six teams will rematch Saturday as Marysville faces Hiawatha in the championship at 1:30. Those teams met in Tuesday's first round, with Hiawatha prevailing 41-21. Marysville advanced in the semifinals, knocking off top seed Jackson Heights 44-42, while Hiawatha, the third seed, overtime win over St. Mary's 47-45. Concordia took Lafayette back in the bracket 58-48. So, Concordia-Lafayette rematch Saturday. St. Mary's and Jackson Heights play the consolation. Hiawatha hosting Marysville in the championship at 1:30. We'll have it live on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1. Friday night tips, Marysville boys host Nemaha Central Varsity 7:30 tip on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Frankfort's home to Clifton Clyde, Axtell at Riverside, Hanover hosting Centralia, Washington County's at Troy, Diller O'Dell home to Superior, and Southern entertains Johnson Brock.
From farm to field, Massimo Power Equipment is the right choice for the farmer, cattleman, outdoorsman, and off-road enthusiast. Powerful, affordable, and reliable, Crownover Auto Sales is your local dealer with several side-by-sides in stock and immediate shipment of any custom order. Come see for yourself what Massimo can do for you at Crownover Auto across from Valley Vet in Marysville.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. I appreciate it, John. Thank you so much. Well, it's Friday. It's time for the Steckline Report.
Well, friends, for the sixth consecutive month, the rural economy has posted signs of weakness. And that's according to the Rural Management Index from Creighton University. And I've talked about this. It's RMI is for short. Creighton University, they look at the situation in agriculture all across the Midwest. And they come up with a figure that shows whether we're up or down from last year concerning finances. And the index was up a little bit in December, but there's some concern about what might be happening in the year 2023. And that concern comes from these rural bankers that we had an opportunity to see their thoughts on information that they sent in to the people. Last month, almost one in four bankers reported that the economy was already in a recession. Now, I don't like to hear that. I think they're wrong. I don't think we're in a recession at all. In fact, I kind of like the way things look right now, if the Fed doesn't go crazy with their interest rate raises. And that's one thing that they say, too. In the meantime, the region's farmland price index rose slightly. The 26th straight month that it was up doesn't surprise us. However, listen to this. 61% of the bankers expect farmland prices to plateau at current prices. 61%. The 22% expect prices to decline, even though we've got some ups and downs in prices, which we're going to talk about on the next two or three Steckline reports. What are grain prices going to do? What are livestock prices are going to do? And don't forget, it's just one guy talking. He doesn't know any more than the rest of them. But if he did, he wouldn't be here. So stay tuned to me, will you?
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54. Proudly serving farmers and ranchers with weekly cattle sales each Thursday at 11 a.m. The order of sale is stock cows and bulls, followed by calves, feeder cattle,
than butcher cows and bulls. The goal at El Dorado Livestock Auction is to use an honest, full-value approach that attracts the best buyers and creates a competitive market for our sellers. El Dorado Livestock Auction strives to develop a friendly, personal relationship with each customer and understand their individual business needs. You can see a full list of consignments online at eldoradolivestock.com or pick up the phone and call 316-320-3212 with any questions. El Dorado Livestock Auction, a sale every Thursday at 11 a.m. El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
With advancements in technology, the possibilities are endless, including finding the top causes for abortions in cattle. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. Greg Hanselcheck, K-State veterinarian from the K-State Veterinary Diagnostic Lab, gives insight on 2022's top causes for cattle abortions.
IBR is a virus, and it's associated with bovine respiratory disease, but it's also a reproductive disease. And that's why we vaccinate cows against it, is not so much for the respiratory side, but more for the reproductive side. A lot of times, and fortunately in these cases, the IBR that is causing the abortion actually comes from a vaccine. And that's why we think that we're seeing an increased trend of it, is the use of modified live vaccines in cows that have not been vaccinated or previously vaccinated in the previous 12 months. When we use those modified live IBRs, that has a negative effect on the fetus. Just highly recommend that if producers are using modified live on their pregnant cows, that they use their veterinarian's advice on what products, and then the timing is really important.
Hanselcheck explains that nitrate abortions were significantly high this past year.
We do see nitrate abortions every year, but to have it that high is unusual. Anytime that we have a drought situation and people are harvesting and feeding forages we don't normally do, or the conditions are such that we have nitrate accumulating in the forages, it's not all that surprising. I highly recommend that anybody that's feeding a nitrate accumulator that you have a nitrate test done on them. The reason we know it's nitrate in the fetuses is the cows don't show any signs of toxicity, but there's a level in there that is causing an oxygen issue with the calves. And actually what we test is the eye fluid in the calf, and that's where the nitrate accumulates, and we can tell from that fluid whether this calf has succumbed because of nitrates or not. But again, it's rare for us to see cases where the cows show signs, but it's definitely affecting those fetuses.
Hanselcheck goes on to describe another top cause of abortions.
When we think of molds, we think the cow consumes it through the hay or the silage or whatever. But really, most of the infections occur because they inhale it, and then it gets into their lungs, and then it goes systemic, which just means it gets in the blood system, and then it goes into the fetus and causes some major issues. So it can be both. If you've got bales of hay that have that white mold where you're unrolling them or putting them through the processor and you see that dust, try to use those bales on young stock. Try to stay away from anything that's moldy going into pregnant cows. You're never going to prevent all mold in any of our feedstuffs. One of the biggest cases we ever had was a producer that brought in multiple tons of range cubes, or what we called cake, and housed it in a facility where moisture got to it. And that cake became moldy, and then when he fed it to his pregnant heifers, there was a major abortion storm. So it can be in products that you purchase if they're not stored correctly.
That's K-State veterinarian from the K-State Veterinary Diagnostic Lab, Greg Hanselcheck, with insight on 2022's top causes for cattle abortions. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
In many parts of the country, keeping your toes warm in the winter can be a full-time job. A few fundamentals for happier feet today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At MeltingBelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, January 27th, the 27th day of the year. Composer Wolfgang Mozart was born on this day, and Laverne and Shirley made its debut in 1976. From chemical packs to heated insoles, there are all kinds of high-tech gadgets these days for keeping our toes warm. But a few old-fashioned fundamentals still apply. First, it's essential to keep your feet dry. A moisture-wicking sock liner under an insulating wool stocking is best. Be sure your footwear isn't too tight. Your feet need blood circulation to stay warm. And keep the rest of your body warm. That prevents your core from stealing heat from the extremities. Fingers and toes are the first thing affected. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Have a question for the Old Farmer? Ask it at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, a mild 34 degrees this morning, and a mild Friday ahead, middle 40s. Saturday doesn't start out bad, but a cold front moves across, and we'll have significantly colder temperatures then out of the weekend into the early of next week.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. As baseball season gears up for the 2023 season, the Kansas City Royals have announced a few trades with the team. As KSNT News reports that the latest one includes outfielder Michael A. Taylor, as Taylor had spent two seasons with the Kansas City Royals after a seven-year stint with the Nationals and wrapped up his career with Kansas City, batting with a .254 average in 2022. He also had a .313 with on-base percentage, hitting 9 home runs and 43 RBIs. Kansas City traded Taylor for two pitchers coming from the Minnesota Twins. At the same time, the franchise has also announced that they are trading Alberto Modesi, as he's set to go to Boston now, as they've traded him for the left-handed relief pitcher Josh Taylor. Modesi wrapped up the 2022 season with a series of injuries during his career with Kansas City and appeared in only 15 games last season, having a .244 batting average with 37 home runs. Taylor is coming to the Kansas City Chiefs after missing the 2022 season with a back injury. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Fourth seed, Marysville Lady Bulldogs knocked off top seed Jackson Heights, handing the Lady Cobras their third loss this season, 44-42 in the Hiawatha Girls Invitational Semifinals Thursday. Marysville didn't score until 2:25 left in the first quarter. They were down 10-0. Plus back trailed 10-7 into the first, down two at the half, trailed by one after three, and one at 44-42, led by Bella Rader with 19 points. Lindsay Dressman scored 10 as Marysville improves to 4-8 on the season, 1-1 in the tournament. Jackson Heights only had two players scoring, seniors Canyon Olverding and Keely Thompson, 21 points apiece. Thompson on the bench much of the night, foul trouble. Jackson Heights falls to 10-3. Marysville 44, Jackson Heights 42. Finals on Saturday. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
In a unique twist in a six-team format with the Hiawatha Girls Invitational, four of those six teams will rematch Saturday as Marysville faces Hiawatha in the championship at 1:30. Those teams met in Tuesday's first round with Hiawatha prevailing 41-21. Marysville advanced in the semifinals, knocking off top seed Jackson Heights 44-42, while Hiawatha, the third seed, overtime win over St. Mary's 47-45. Concordia took Lafayette back in the bracket 58-48. So, Concordia-Lafayette rematch Saturday. St. Mary's and Jackson Heights play the consolation. Hiawatha hosting Marysville in the championship at 1:30. We'll have it live on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1. Friday night tips, Marysville boys host Nemahal Central Varsity 7:30 tip on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Frankfort's home to Clifton Clyde, Axtell at Riverside, Hanover hosting Centralia, Washington County's at Troy, Diller Odell, home to Superior, and Southern entertains Johnson Brock.
KNDY.
Don't rise. Good Lord willing and the creek don't rise.